This recording, Hunan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Pretty was a veteran nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super prep in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a face jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that Asian goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling. Comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was stronger and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tongue to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold out onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wrapped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an offensive treatment that required her to make sure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a million lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I want to say something about my hometown, Yueyang. Yueyang, which is located in the side of Dongting Lake, is in Hunan province in China. There are many charming tourist sites. For example, Yueyang Tower, one of the three most famous towers in China, and Junshan Island. It's named the Lower Island, so it's very beautiful. Of course, the most important of Junshan is Junshan Silver Tea. There are also the Bridge of Dongting Lake. Is very long and is over the Dongting Lake.
孔子《论语》述而第一，子曰：“述而色西子，备以乐乎？有朋自远方来，备以乐乎？宁不知而不问，备以君子乎？”为政第二。子谓十三八，一言以蔽之，谓思无暇。子游问孝，子曰：“君子孝者，是为能养。子于管马，甘能有养。必敬，何以必乎？”子曰：“ 死即素矣，观即素由，杂即素安，凝焉搜哉，凝焉搜哉。